What is up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets episode 82. I am very excited today to debut today's episode because I am not only going to show you how to do the Instagram side of something, I'm going to teach you how to build a certain type of business from the ground up. And this is going to be part of a new series I'm doing called How to Start a Blank Business. And what makes me qualified to teach this series? Well, I have opened a lot of businesses successfully. Well, by that I mean like three, but I have started a lot of income streams successfully within those businesses. On top of that, there are a lot of other businesses that I've started, but you know, after I saw what it was going to take and I saw, okay, it's not exactly where I want to be, then I pivoted and went on to other business ventures, but I've at least dabbled in so many different things online at this point. And print on demand is something that is actually an honest revenue stream for my e-commerce company. And that is what I'm going to be showing you how to start today. Now, even if you already have a business, this is still going to be right up your alley because print on demand, let me just explain what this is. All right. It means that you are setting up a deal with a company that, let's say they provide shirts. So you design a shirt and then you list the shirt on your website. Then someone buys that shirt and then it is printed and shipped to them. You never touch it. You never buy the shirt. So it's a way to start a clothing company, but there's various other things that we can do for print on demand, like socks, baby bibs, yoga mats, tote bags, so many things that I'm going to show you on today's episode. So if you're an existing business looking to add merchandise to your line, this is the simplest way to do it without buying 300 shirts up front, you know, or buying blank t-shirts and a t-shirt printer, and you know, whatever else goes into it. I don't even know because I haven't done that part of the process yet, because print on demand is one of the simplest ways to get started. So again, guys, it is, you design the shirt, you list it on your website, you get a sale, and then the company prints and ships it out. So you don't have to buy inventory. You just might want to buy some samples, right? Just before you list it. So again, this is going to be for existing business owners looking to expand with merch, or if you have been looking for a business opportunity, this is going to be one of the best business opportunities that you can, just start from day one, because literally if you commit today to doing this, you could have a business open by the end of today. How does that sound? Pretty awesome, right? So before we jump into the why, what, and how to open this business, and then I'm going to go how to blow up this business using Instagram. So it's going to be an extensive episode. Let me just give you guys a quick update. If you're brand new to the podcast, welcome. But I am speaking to you guys who have been listening to me for a while. I just want to say that I woke up this morning with so much gratitude for you guys and the audience and the community that we've really all built together, because I really am nothing without you guys as listeners. If you follow me on Instagram at IGM Secrets, you saw that we recently hit 250,000 downloads, and in January of this year. So the podcast opened January 2019. In January 2020, we had 200,000 plays. At the end of February 2020, we have 250,000. So we have hit a speed bump. Thank you so much for helping me get the word out there to other entrepreneurs like yourself, or people trying to become entrepreneurs as well, of how I can help them out in the early phases with this free podcast here. I've heard so many success stories from you guys at this point that it is absolutely awesome. Now, speaking of success stories, if you haven't heard my last podcast episode about the 7-day Instagram content challenge, you gotta go back and listen to that after this episode. Or if that's the priority, stop this episode now, go back and come back here later. But that episode, I detail a way that you can take a 7-day content challenge either for free, or you can work with me for 7 days for $47. I shouldn't have even said the price yet, because like, you should build the value first. But guys, this is an amazing deal, and I'm just going to let my students speak for themselves. So if you want to know more about the Instagram content challenge, go back and listen to that episode. It's 81. or go onto my IGM secrets right now and go to my story highlights and click on challenge. And you're going to see all the people that are within my guided challenge that are absolutely crushing it right now, guys. The level of information that I give away in this $47 challenge is ridiculous. I promise you from the bottom of my heart, if you get this challenge, you will be absolutely thrilled with it and absolutely thrilled with yourself for having that level of belief in yourself to invest something into your business, because I guarantee you, you will get way more than $47 worth of value, especially if you're a long-term entrepreneur. As soon as I teach you this thing once, you are going to know it forever. So in a sentence, the purpose of this content challenge is to help you turn your message into trending Instagram content, not just copy trending Instagram content, but to turn your message into trending Instagram content, whether you're a coach, you're a e-commerce store, you're a realtor, no matter what you are, this challenge is for every single business out there. So go check it out. I've got it linked in this description, and it's obviously linked in the previous podcast episode, but go check out the student results at the link in my bio, as well as in my story highlights under challenge at IGM Secret. So guys, before we jump in, just a quick word from my sponsor. Then we are going to jump on my computer. So this episode is not just available on podcast. I'd recommend you listen to the podcast, of course, if you are, but you can watch me do everything I'm about to explain later on my computer. And then when we get to the Instagram phase, I'm going to be recording me on my phone. So this is going to be quite the episode. All right, quick word from my sponsor, then we'll get into it. All right, guys, let's get into this. If you are following with me on YouTube, you are seeing my screen on printify.com. That is the website that I recommend to do this with. Now, there are plenty of websites that can do print on demand. Printify and Printful being the main two. Printify is just what I went with after I had done my research. So if you want to take my word for it, great, just use them. Otherwise, feel free to look around, check out Printful, check out some of the other print on demand websites and see which one fits your business the best. But for me, Printify worked the best, mostly because their prices were the most competitive. So I'm going to show you how to do it on Printify. And the other thing that I really like about this business, especially if you're a new business owner, is because it allows you the chance to be creative. There's so many different products that you can throw your logo on. And because we have to design things, that is going to give us a way to customize a product right from the beginning and create some kind of brand. Because when we just drop ship products off,
hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Alibaba or AliExpress, we don't modify it all. We just go grab a fidget spinner and then we throw it up on our website, and then we just are selling the same product that other people are selling. We're just selling it for our own price point. We're selling it with our own listing and our own website created and then our own traffic. But at the end of the day, it's not different than what they can buy elsewhere. However, with print on demand, it makes it so you can design something that's uniquely you and offer it to your customers and start to create a brand, which is a much better way to create a sustainable business. So I'm going to just go through some of the things that you can do here for print on demand. It's not just t-shirts. In fact, I almost recommend a bunch of these things that are not t-shirts more than the t-shirts. So there's also just kid sizes of all the clothing. Then for accessories, we go in here, there's tote bags that you can print on demand. So you can put whatever design you want on a bag and then list it on a website, and then a customer buys it and it gets printed out and it gets shipped to them. All you have to do is after their order is placed for, let's say they give you $20 and the bag that I'm looking at right here is $916 or $706 with a Printify premium account, which I'll touch base on that later. Then you would collect their $20. Then you would give Printify $9, or that $9 would go to the company that's actually going to print it, because Printify is actually a middleman between you and the manufacturing design companies that are going to ship it out. So there's two transactions that happen. The customer gives you money, then you give money to the company that's going to supply the bag. But of course, you're going to charge higher than what it costs you, right? So you are still putting money into it, but you don't have to put money into it until you've already made a sale. That's why this is such a great business to start when you're new, because there's not risk of you buying 1,000 of a certain product and it not selling or taking longer to sell than you wanted it to and ending up paying all these storage fees. We've got an accessory pouch. We've got a duffel bag, a nice duffel bag too. It's like $38. So you could probably sell this thing for like 100 something if you made it unique enough. Like, just throwing out an idea here. What if you were in the fitness industry and you had this duffel bag? And then let's say you're already a fitness company. You already sell fitness accessories. You just throw your logo on this duffel bag and call it like a gym duffel bag. Or you put, gains on it or some kind of gym expression, and boom, you've got a new product to offer your customers within a day. Let's see what else we got here. We got a backpack, and a lot of these things are made in the USA. So if that's important to you, you're going to find that very few of these products are made in China. We've got a laptop sleeve, a drawstring bag. That's probably more gym appropriate. Dog tags, bracelets, all of these things that have a little area on them that you can customize and put whatever you want. Phone cases, phenomenal idea. If you're an artist that is struggling to sell their art, but you have a lot of people that love it, then throw your art on something that has a practical application. I have a friend that had an art business, and she started doing really well as soon as she started putting her art on phone cases. It's just an extra way to monetize what you're doing. Socks, they are not cool socks, I will say that, but the last time I checked, they had one and now they have two, so they're expanding. they'll be cool eventually. You got a scarf, you got Christmas stockings, a bag tag, you got a bunch of random things. I'm only saying some of them. Ooh, a watch band. So you can make like an Apple watch band with your logo on it. How cool is that? Because then your customers have your logo or whatever expression you want to put on their wrist at all times. How's that for branding? You can do pins. There's mouse pads, neckties, hats, and the hats are cool hats. And there's even beanies. And I'm going to list just a couple other things here. So we even have some eco-friendly products. We got stainless steel mugs. We've got some of the t-shirts that are organic tees that are eco-friendly, by however means a shirt is eco-friendly. I don't know exactly. We've got stainless steel water bottles. And there's baby bibs on here too, which I don't see on the screen right now, but I know I've seen them before. You got mugs. You got spiral notebooks. Guys, so much awesome stuff. And by the time you're consuming this episode, there might even be new things on there, because this is a rapidly expanding industry, and it's something that you want to jump on. So those are examples of a lot of the things that you can throw your logo on. And in today's episode, I'm basically going to use a common example of as if you were making a clothing company for a let's say boxer dogs. Boxers is my favorite breed of dog. So let's just say that you're going to make all these shirts and pins and whatever that have boxers on them, and you're just going to try to target people who love boxer dogs, okay? Another reason why this business is so great is because it blends in on social media so well, because we are selling clothing or cute things, like especially if it's a, you know, boxer dog pants or boxer dog, a little tote bag, that kind of stuff belongs on Instagram. You know, it just blends on Instagram so well. So all of these businesses can easily be started with a free organic social media presence. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to show you guys some Instagram techniques to absolutely blow it out of the water right from the beginning. Now, before I go into the how of actually how to design your clothing or the items that you want to offer, the only other thing that you're going to need with this apart from Printify is you need the website to collect payment, right? So there's three ways that you can integrate Printify. You can integrate Printify with Etsy, with WooCommerce, or with Shopify. So I'm going to detail that real quick. Shopify is $29 a month, which is nothing, okay? You should be looking at that as an investment, not an expense, because the idea is that this business should make you more than $30 a month. And even if it doesn't the first couple months, oh well, it's not that big of an idea. There's a much bigger cost with not starting a business, okay? So never look at any of these expenses that I tell you like, oh, I don't have that money. We are opening this business to make money, so allow yourself to open this business and trust yourself that it is going to work eventually and you'll be able to more than pay for it. Okay, so Shopify is where you set up your own website. There's not going to be traffic there already. However, the sales that you get through Shopify are your own. So there's not going to be a referral fee taken off from them because you drove the traffic there. You're just going to have either the fee from PayPal or Stripe, whichever one you integrate with that comes off of your order, okay? That's gonna be the same thing with WooCommerce. WooCommerce is something that you use with WordPress, okay? WooCommerce is just a way to take a WordPress site and then add an online store to it as quickly as you possibly can, really. And WooCommerce is what I personally use. And what that does is that everything I design on Printify, and this is going to be true with all three integrations, when I design it in here and I publish it, it automatically puts it in my store. So really, really awesome. It just automatically does it. And when someone buys it off my website, Printify instantly gets the order. So it is all seamless and absolutely a process that you can automate. But WooCommerce would be the second one that you can do. And it's going to be the same as Shopify as far as not charging you the extra fees, because you are responsible for bringing that traffic to your website. So obviously you're going to be responsible of running your Instagram or running the billion different things that you can do for traffic to get those sales. And the difference between WooCommerce and Shopify is that WooCommerce, if you open up a WordPress site, usually it's free. You just buy the domain. It's just going to require more technical experience. Shopify is a website designer so that you can build a store with no technical experience, and it's $30 a month. WordPress, you just buy the domain and you typically get WordPress free, then you get WooCommerce, and then you're good to go. But WordPress has a lot more customizability than Shopify, but because of that, you know, you need to be more tech savvy in order to do it. And the last one, Etsy, kind of consider it like Amazon. Okay, there's traffic there. However, because they are providing the traffic for your sale, they are going to charge you a fee. You can go to the Etsy calculator and you can see exactly what you would get paid for the sale, but they're going to take a referral fee because they brought you the sale in the first place. So how to do it? Let's go ahead and just look at, if I was just going to design this t-shirt, how does this process look? So I'm going to explain it for those of you listening to the podcast, of course, too. But I'm looking at the t-shirts here, and this is actually a shirt that I'm wearing right now. So this is one that I typically choose, because you can see there's not just one type of t-shirt on here. There's a bunch of types of t-shirts of different qualities, and there's going to be various different companies that offer them. Now, here's what I suggest you think of when you are buying these shirts or picking which quality you want. Just go with the higher quality, because think about it, guys. A shirt has to be so cool for it to be uncomfortable and you still wear it. I have this shirt that I got from a company that I used to work for, and it is the stupidest shirt. It says the dumbest thing on it, but it is one of the most comfortable shirts that I own, and I wear it all the time. So if your customers don't wear the shirt, it doesn't do anything for you in the end, because the goal is to create a print-on-demand company that we can supply through Instagram sales. So that means that our product has to be Instagrammable. And I'm going to stop on this point for just a second, elaborate, because this is an extremely important point to make no matter what kind of business you own. If you are a restaurant, your food should be served in a way that is Instagrammable. If you are serving chicken and waffles and you are not building a little Eiffel Tower out of the waffles and making it so they could take a picture of it and post and tag you, your social media game is going to be severely lacking. You need to have something about your business be something that they want to take pictures of and share on their social media. So if they have a shirt that is super comfortable and wear all the time, even if they're not doing a promotion of your shirt at the time they're filming their video, if people that have the shirt just naturally wear it and make videos in it, and then eventually people start commenting, hey, where'd you get that shirt? That is how you build a business. Not just, oh yeah, we sold to the customer once, they bought it thinking it was going to be a good shirt. It's got a cool logo on it, but it's not comfortable, so they never wear it and we'll never get an order from them again. Just spend the extra $2 to get the shirt that is nice quality. And because of that, you can just charge the customer a couple bucks more. So it's the difference of you buying a $9 shirt versus like a $7 shirt. However, like I said, you're not buying the shirt until the customer has already given you money. So the typical cost of a shirt that is said online to be the money number is $22.99. You can price it however you like, but if you just want to start somewhere just to get some data, price your shirt at $22.99, or you can do $24.99 and occasionally run a sale down to $19.99. That's about the range that you want to do, okay? Now, this is the actual shirt that I provide. It's called the Next Level 3600. So when you get on to Printify, or if you use Printful or any of the other print-on-demand services, the Next Level 3600 is typically one that is offered on all of them. And I chose it because I believe it's either the highest quality shirt or the second highest quality shirt. And like I said, I'm wearing it right now. It's super breathable. It's got that nice stretch feel that you like. And it's really comfortable, and I even wear it to bed sometimes just because it's one of my more comfortable t-shirts. On Printful, I believe it's $14, where on Printify, as I'm seeing it now, it's $9 or $7.57 with a Printify Premium. Now, what Printify Premium is that you spend, I believe it's like $30 a month to get 20% off on all products. So this $7 shirt becomes $5.47. This $8 shirt becomes $7.25. That's the price you're paying, not the price your customer is paying, but it just helps you on your margins, obviously. So basically, the time that you get a Printify Premium account is when your profit margin per month exceeds that $30 or whatever it is as the monthly cost, right? Pretty obvious. But $7.57 at best on Printify versus I believe it's $14 on Printful. That's kind of why I went with Printify. So I supply this Next Level 3600. Let's go ahead and go into here. And by the way, guys, there's tons of videos online where people just compare the t-shirts from these print-on-demand websites. So if you want to watch a video where people just like try them all on and they stretch them out and they give you their honest feedback, you'll find plenty. So after I choose what shirt I want to provide, this next screen that it brings me to is showing all of the different providers. So we got Monster Digital, we've got The Dream Junction, we've got DTG To Go. These are the people who are actually going to print and ship it. Printify and Printful don't print or ship your shirt. They are the middleman in between us designing the shirt and the people who are designing and shipping it. So here's what we want to look for. First thing I see, the first thing you're going to see is obviously the price. This one offers it for $9.59, this one $9.10, this one $10.41. They are all the exact same shirt. So with that being said, you might say, well, why wouldn't I just instantly go for the cheapest one? Well, the reason why is because that's what everyone else does. And what that does is adds to the production time. So you can see this one here that is offered at $9.10 for the shirt. The average production time is 3.13 days. This company that offers it for $9.59, the average production time is 1.68. So your customers are going to get their shirt quicker or whatever they're making. So typically, guys, when it's that kind of split, when it's 49 cents and you want your business to be as automated as possible, you typically are going to want to go with the one that has the quicker production time. The other thing you can see here is this one that is cheaper offers a lot less colors than this one over here. And we're going to talk about color strategy too. But that's the other thing that you're going to look at when choosing your shirt, just to make sure that they actually offer the color that you want. So you can value production time however you like versus price, but you're going to get more customer inquiries the longer shipping takes. So a business that has less customer inquiries is easier to automate. So make your decision however you want to there. The last thing that I'm looking at is where it's shipping from. Now with this shirt, all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 providers are from the United States. For me, that's fine. That's where most of my customers are. Wherever most of your customers are, you typically want to pick a manufacturing plant that is either in that country or the closest to that country, just again, for shipping time. So that's the last thing that you're going to choose. But I will say that I have gone with the cheaper options before, with max production time. And it is kind of annoying when people are used to getting things in 2 days. It does make a difference when they get it in 14 days versus, you know, 9, and you're going to get a lot less emails asking, hey, can I get my tracking number? Where is it? Blah, blah, blah. Even though you should have tracking numbers and everything automated. That's not going to be discussed in this video though. So let's go ahead and start designing the shirt, and I'm going to do it with these guys. So all you really need to do is it says upload. So for this shirt, it says maximum file size 50 megabytes, which is freaking huge. So that's probably not going to be an issue. Then it says the recommended size is 4,500 by 5,100 pixels. So to design the shirt, if you want to do it the free and easy way that most of you already do, just use Canva. Go to create a file with custom dimensions, 4,500 by 5,100, design it however you want, and upload it right there. Now, you do have to have a transparent background. A rookie mistake that people make is maybe you have a white shirt and then you have your logo on a white background. So you upload that and it looks fine on the shirt, right? You've got a white background on a white shirt and you've got your logo. But when it prints, it will come out as if they printed ink everywhere, because they did. So your logo needs to be on a transparent background when you put it on here so that it actually prints out the way that you want it to. Okay, now let's go ahead. I'm just gonna pick a random file here.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Cool. This is not going to be a shirt that I will actually use. But I'm moving on to the next step here. So you can see, you can design the front of the shirt, you can design the back of the shirt, and then your description. Of course, you're going to want to make that keyword dense as possible. And then variants, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So here's an interesting statistic. 92% of all print-on-demand t-shirt sales are either black, navy, royal, or red. So when people come in here and they start choosing what colors they want to do for their shirts, which for this one, there's only white that I'm seeing, so we're not going to worry about that. But when it gives you the options for, like, do you want to make it white, orange, yellow, mint, light blue? If you have a brand color or you just have a color that you absolutely love and you think it works great for the design, of course, offer it. But the more options you give people, the more analysis or paralysis by analysis is likely to happen. And you don't want a customer like, ooh, I don't know, yellow, orange, or black, yellow, orange, or black. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat lunch. We don't want that to happen. We want the decision to be much easier for them to make. So the max amount of color variance that I would tell you to do is five. Okay. Or maybe like six. Oh man. Even then it's like, just probably do three or four. I would do black, red, and then variations of blue, depending on what's available for your t-shirt. And then if you love another color, maybe white, or there's just a certain brand color that you absolutely love, then go for that. But again, guys, the stat is 92% of print on demand sales come from either black, red, navy, or royal blue. So just stick with what sells and don't give your customer too many options. So something else that I want to mention is, because a lot of people will see shirts online that are popular and they want to know if they can recreate them. So for example, hopefully you guys have watched Game of Thrones, one of my favorite shows ever. We're not going to talk about the last season because everyone's got different opinions on that. But there's a very popular shirt that was done print on demand style from it. And it just says, I drink and I know things. It's a Tyrion Lannister quote. And there's a lot of variations of that shirt. So why is that possible? And also, how can you use that fact to essentially start your print on demand store and get results right away? You can model what's already working. Now, let's say that this shirt that I'm looking at right here, I published it. Naturally, here's what a copyright is. This shirt is already copyrighted with its design just because it's published. I don't have to get an official copyright on my product for it to have a copyright just by nature of I made it. However, if you wanted to make a shirt that was, I drink and I know things, you can do it. You just have to use that expression and different designs and different images and just move things around, and then you're totally good. So you can just find an existing shirt that you really like that's selling well, and then just make your own design on it. The only issue that you could run into is a trademark issue. So unless the expression that is on the shirt is trademarked, you are good to use it, okay? Because the trademark of the exact phrase would be the only thing that would hinder you from being able to copy that I drink and I know things shirt. So how to search for that is you just go to a trademark search for your country, and you're just going to type in I drink and I know things. And the thing with trademarks is that it is per country. So when people get a trademark, if they want it to be global, they do have to buy it for various countries, or they do have to buy that package that gives them the trademark in all the countries. Otherwise, it would just be for that country. So that's something to look into. So for like United States, it's USPTO.gov is where you'll find all of the trademark searches, and you can just do a search for the expression if you're curious if it's trademarked. Otherwise, like I said, copyright, they own copyrights to their design just because they've published it, and that is the same for you too, of course, but you can just mix around the design and use the same words to create your own product. So if you're with me on YouTube here, you can see that I can just simply click publish to your WooCommerce store, and then I could just click publish. Simple as that. I just added a new product to my store. So pretty awesome, right? Now for the next phase of this episode, I am going to show you guys how to market your print on demand products on Instagram. Just a quick word from my sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. So now I am going to show you one more thing on the computer before we hop into my phone and look at some Instagram accounts that are doing it the right way. This is a website called Placeit. So placeit.net is something that could really help you guys out with creating content for your print on demand site. Because the thing is if you're designing an original t-shirt and you want to market it, then obviously you need to buy that shirt. You need to own it. You need to take pictures in it and like lifestyle images, right? Well, the cool thing is there's this website called placeit.net where they just generate mock-ups for you. They have all of these pictures, just so many lifestyle images, which lifestyle images are necessary to sell your product on Instagram. You cannot post your shirt on a white background as if it was an Amazon, you know, front picture and expect it to sell. That kind of content doesn't trend on Instagram. You have to use pictures of people wearing your shirt. You have to have pictures of, like, you can design pillows on some of these sites, like to go on a couch. So you don't want to just be like, here's a pillow. You want to show the pillow on a couch, right? So if you're with me on YouTube, you can see that as I scroll over here, you already get the gist of it. You just upload your image and it will tell you what pixel dimensions to upload it in. And then you can get all of these different just lifestyle images of people that look like they're wearing your shirt or drinking your coffee mug. And this is something that is a subscription website, but is so worth it. So you can consistently produce content without always having to be like, oh, I got to run outside and take another picture with my shirt on. It's $14 a month, or $14 or $15 a month, or you could also just buy like $100 for an entire year. And there are so many images on here, but like, let's look here. I can go to, boom, jerseys. If you want to print on demand a jersey, there is images of 258 people wearing a jersey that I could upload my jersey design to instantly. If we wanted to do coffee mugs, there are 688 photos that are ready for you to just upload your image to and then just get a lifestyle image of your coffee mug in action. So that is ultimately the best way to create content that is appropriate for Instagram and markets your product at the same time. Now, if you guys want to get on to placeit.net, and this could be valuable for you for a number of reasons for other things, because you can see it's more than just these mock-ups. You can design logos, t-shirts, videos, all of these other things that they just basically say, hey, give us your logo and we'll do the rest for it. Really cool website. Check it out. There's a link in the description. It is an affiliate link, so I do appreciate if you use it, but if you would rather that I not get a cut, and sure, just go to placeit.net, but it costs you the same either way. And it just gives me, a little bit of help if you use the link that I provide in the description. So, let's go ahead and jump into my phone. All right, guys, welcome to a tour of the account. It's called Boxers_Lovely_BX. I just found this account, so this person's gonna get some free promotion, but I love boxer dogs, like I said, and I'm just gonna show you because this person has started a print-on-demand business around boxers, and they've built their account to 27,000 followers, and it definitely looks like they're doing print-on-demand, and I believe they are running a Shopify site from the look of it. So I'm gonna just detail their account here, and I'll link their account in the description, or I'll put their handle there so you can check it out if you are not watching on YouTube. But basically, guys, I'm looking at an account that does not just post pictures of shirts, okay? This is the biggest problem that people do when they try to start marketing really any business on Instagram. They say, oh, cool, so you just like post pictures of your product? Rarely you post pictures of your product, okay? You, at a minimum, you need to be doing a 3-to-1 ratio of pure value to product promotion. So as you can see on this account, they post so many pictures of just cute boxer dogs because that's what trends in their industry. That's how you gain an audience, by posting what's trending. They're posting all these adorable pictures of boxers, and then every once in a while, they post a picture of the shirt. Now, this account is posting the picture of the shirt on a white background, which they would do so much better if they then used the Placeit website, placeit.net, or they just took their own lifestyle images, because as you can see, this picture of the shirt on a white background got 30 likes, when the picture before it of a boxer got 421, and the picture after got 990. And every time they post a picture of a shirt on a white background, this one got 50 likes, where the images around it got 692 and 771. Here's another shirt on a white background, 37 likes. The images around it got 1,500 and 1200. So can you see why you can't post pictures of your product on a white background? That goes for any product on Instagram and expect it to trend. Boom, this one, 44 likes, the images around it, 809 and 639. So that's why the lifestyle images is absolutely crucial to success on Instagram, because if the post doesn't trend, then the post doesn't go anywhere. And we want pictures of our product to trend. That's really the key to unlocking the secret to Instagram. And that's really what I'm teaching people in my content challenge right now, is how to turn your product or message into trending Instagram content rather than content that just gets way less likes every time you promote your product. So the other thing, guys, is that you have to be niched down to a certain level to find success on Instagram. It would be very hard to open up an account that is just dogs, or at least nowadays, just because in order for someone to follow you, they have to like the large majority of everything you post. And if they're just obsessed with boxers, they're going to be so much more likely to follow a boxer account than they are going to follow just a dog account in general. So make sure that when you're picking a niche, you're not just saying, oh, I'm going to print on demand like all of these t-shirts that I want to produce. That would be very hard to start a print on demand company and you're just saying, oh yeah, I made a shirt that is, it's got a boxer on it because I love boxers. Then I have another shirt that has Kobe Bryant on it because he was one of my favorite players and I wanted to make a tribute shirt to him. And then I have a mug that says Mischief Managed because I love Harry Potter. That store will not do well. The store is not to make a accumulation of stuff that you want would buy yourself. The store is to say, which customer am I making a store for? And then have every product in that store be for that customer. So make sure you niche down, just like this account has done here. So that's the example that I wanted to give for just like, what does this Instagram account kind of look like? But I already reflected as to how I would change it, but also all of the things that they are doing really well. Now, here are my two biggest keys to blowing up this store quickly when you first get started. So influencer marketing is really the easiest way to get free shout outs, or essentially shout outs that count at the beginning, because the shout out is typically just going to cost you giving them a t-shirt. So as you can see, or if you are listening to the podcast, you can't, but I am going to go to hashtag boxer mom. The reason why is I'm going to try to find an influencer that has a boxer. So when I go to hashtag boxer mom, I'm naturally going to find some of them. I'm going to the top hashtag here. That one has 199 likes. We got 208 likes here, but this 208 likes person is a lady that is in the picture with her boxer. So as I go through here and I'm just checking out her account, she's got a baby, she's got a boxer. She posts her boxer quite a bit. So, and she has 5,452 followers. So if I wanted to, if I deemed it worth it to send this person a shirt, she has made the boxer a large part of her brand. And if I think she would be someone that would actually wear this shirt, then I would pick her. Now, just looking at her style, she doesn't really wear t-shirts. So the thing is when you pick an influencer to send your product to, we're not just trying to say, hey, if I send you my shirt, will you post it one time? We're trying to find an influencer that would wear that shirt even if we don't tell them to wear it or post about it, because we want them to like eventually just be wearing the shirt in one of their videos, even though the video has nothing to do with promoting you, because they're just going to naturally get comments on, hey, I like your shirt, where did you get it? So we're going to try to find an influencer that we really think will love our product, because we don't want to have to be like, hey, you said you would post it twice and you haven't yet. And they're like, yeah, I just haven't worn it because you went with the unquality shirt, so it's not comfortable compared to my other clothes. And if they don't like it more than their other clothes, they'll never wear it. Okay. Just like the same shirts that you have in your closet that are uncomfortable or they're worn and you don't like them, you might as well just throw them away at this point. You should, but it doesn't compete ever for what you could wear that day. So it's got to be comfortable enough, and then they've got to be someone that would actually wear it. So let me go check out this person. She's got a picture with her boxer, and she's got 791 likes on it. So that's even better. She has 9,894 followers. I'm going to see how much her boxer is incorporated on her page. It looks like every 1 in 10 photos or so, she's getting one with her boxer, and those are getting quite a bit of likes. It looks from what she's wearing that she does wear some logo t-shirts. So this would probably be a prime person that I would consider saying, hey, I don't know if you like our shirt, but we love your account and your dog is so cute. If you would like, we would love to send you one of our shirts for free. And they should naturally get that you're asking for some kind of collaboration. Or you can look at this lady's bio and you can see it says email for collabs. So this would be a prime person that I would contact to send a shirt to, with a boxer on it. Because again, boom, she's wearing a logo t-shirt there. So that's just about how I would find the influencers. What hashtag would the influencer post on? So start on that hashtag and then go backwards and find them and go through some of the credentials that I just went through to see if there's someone that you want to post it. But like I said, and I can't say it enough, is that the shirt has to be high quality. It has to look cool. You can't half-ass this and it go well, because if it's not Instagrammable, they won't buy it. So a test for you guys that I would encourage you to think of is when you're buying your shirt or you're making it on Printify, that when you are seeing like the chance for you to order a sample and it's giving you a discounted rate, obviously, because you're getting the wholesale price, and you don't like your shirt enough to want to buy it yourself, no one will buy it. If you don't like your own shirt enough of your own company's brand on there enough to buy it at a discount, then no one is going to buy it for, you know, the retail price that you're going to sell it for. So until it's a design that you like, keep working on it. And make sure you do order a sample yourself to just make sure it prints exactly how you want, so that you are your first customer and you're not, saying, oh, sorry, I haven't even got one yet. I didn't think it would print out wrong like that. So always get a sample before you start doing it. Now, the other way to promote this on Instagram and get a lot quicker results than just posting, 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 and then eventually building up an audience and selling to them, which you should absolutely be doing, the other way to blow it up is to do a giveaway. So for the giveaway, this is where you run a giveaway for your t-shirt, you get all these people to enter, and you guys have probably seen a lot of examples of giveaways out there where they like the post, they tag friends, they follow you, and trust me, there's a lot of times that people tell me, I've seen how giveaways are run, so I know how to do it. 90% of the giveaways that are run on Instagram are run completely wrong and are getting 1/10 of the amount of results if they ran it a certified way. Now, giveaways is my specialty on Instagram. Anyone who's been listening to the podcast for a while well knows that. And I have three different giveaway models that I recommend people run. Now, one of them is what I recommend for anyone who is a brand new account looking to just blow up their social presence right away. It takes me about 20 to 30 minutes to properly explain it. And that's why I'm not going to explain it in this video, because I've already created this. It's in my Instagram masterclass. It's the first of the three strategies taught in there. If you just want the giveaway info, then just listen to that. Otherwise, I think you'll find that the entire masterclass is right up your alley, because it will also teach you about how to leverage collaborations with influencers, like we just briefly touched on. And then the third thing is it's going to teach you how to viral post and get your post to work with the algorithm, and, you know, give you the full details of how the algorithm works. So overall, that Instagram masterclass is probably the next piece of the puzzle that you'll need in order to blow up this business, especially if you're looking to get sales within the first couple months. But I do think that there's plenty of you out there who will watch this video or listen to this podcast and start this business today, or I'll say this week, and have sales by the end of this week. So how cool is that you can start a business with basically $0 up front. Put in your own creative design so it's your own brand. Start marketing it on Instagram for free and even get sales the very week you start it without having to invest anything into it besides maybe buying the Shopify site, maybe buying a sample or two if you want to check out a couple of the different shirts. And then what you can do is if you start selling a shirt at massive quantity of a certain design, just take that same design and add it onto a mug, add it onto stickers, add it onto the pin, add it onto the tote bag. All you have to do is find one winning design and then put it on tons of different stuff. And then you can make another winning design and put it on a bunch of different stuff. But it also gives you the ability to just like, hey, I don't know if this shirt is going to sell, so I'm going to design it and put it on my website for a month and see if it does. So it's an incredible business model for a number of reasons. I especially just love that it is very low risk, but very high ceiling. That is very hard to come across with any business nowadays. Usually it's high startup cost and high ceiling, or low startup cost, low ceiling, but this is low startup cost and the ceiling. I mean, the sky's the limit with this thing. You can sell 10,000 shirts a day right away and already have the infrastructure ready to support that. So, guys, incredible business opportunity. Happy to help you guys out further. But like I said, once you're up and running with Printify, maybe you've got placeit.net in the works too, and then you're looking for that next level, obviously start looking into influencer marketing and then look into running a giveaway. Those are going to be the main two things to blow up any kind of e-commerce business on Instagram. In fact, I will say that those are the two major things to blow up pretty much any Instagram business out there. And if you want the full details on that, check out my Instagram masterclass. It is an hour long, but it's because this is an advanced teaching topic, and I'd be cutting you guys short if I spent any less time on it. So check that out at the link below. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I appreciate you all so much. And again, the 7-day Instagram content challenge, that is only available for you to start up until March 10th. The free version of the challenge, no matter when you're listening to this, is available for you. You just sign up by email and you'll get some emails over the 7 days. And then after you're done, it will ask you to report your results. And if you get over 85% accounts reached that weren't following you, which is the main goal of this 7-day content challenge, you will win a shout out for free. For those of you looking for the guided challenge, guys, this is something I'm not going to do very often. It's $47. It's the smallest amount of money that you can devote to your business. And I promise you, I will so over deliver on this. The you who has already gone through the challenge in a alternate dimension would be so mad at the you who is debating getting this challenge, thinking they are saving money, not getting it. I promise you, the students who have been going through it so far have loved it, and you can see their results in my story highlights at IGM Secrets, and you can find the details on that in the description. So lots of links for you in today's description. I hope you guys followed along, and I hope you are super inspired to either start your print-on-demand business or add some merch to your existing business and get a new revenue stream started this week. Guys, my name is Derek Vidal. Look for episodes every single week of the Instagram Marketing Secrets podcast. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.